every step.
The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in the little book of Colossians. And if you have access to a Bible, I would encourage you to go and find it and pick it up if you can. I realize you may be driving or something like that, but if you can, go pick up a Bible and join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our prayer journals. Now, we send out a lot of these, and we'd love to get one into your hands as well. This is just simply a small notebook, fits into a shirt pocket, into a Bible case or into a purse fairly easily. It's easy to carry with you, and when people say, pray for me, you can pull it out and write it down right then. Now, we say prayer journal because you can make a list of your prayer requests. Remember, the Scripture says to let your requests be made known unto God. So make you a list. But not only can you keep a list, and when you hear of prayer requests or people mention to pray for them, you can make a note of it, and then later you can go back and see where God has answered and make a note of when God has answered those prayer requests. And so it's a great little tool. Now, you simply write to us. I'm going to make you this promise. We're not going to put you on some email list. We're not going to put you on a mailing list. It's a simple transaction. You write to us. We send you the prayer journal. You pray for us, and that's it. So you can get the prayer journal through the website, considerhisword.org. Click on the link that says Contact Us and tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today. And just simply give us an address, and we would be glad to get one of these out to you as quick as possible. So through the website, considerhisword.org, you can, if you'd like, email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, you can also write to us, as many do. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, if you need to, that address is also available at the website. So let's go to Colossians chapter 1. What a great book Colossians is. Paul writing to this church. Now, there had been some that had come to the church. Paul, by the way, Paul had not started this church, but he had a great relationship with them, and he would write them this little note. Some false teachers had come, teaching about false gods and worldly philosophy, some saying that Jesus was not really who he said he was. They would deny the deity of Christ. That's why he speaks of it here a little bit. Let me go ahead and read the passage first, and we'll kind of catch up with some of that. So starting in chapter 1, I'm going to begin reading in verse 19. Let me back up to verse 18. It says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. That if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church. Paul, writing to them in verse 19, first of all, stressed the deity of Christ. It pleased the Father that in him, that is, in Jesus, should all the fullness dwell. Some had come challenging the deity of Christ, and many still do today. When I was in high school, there was a movement in our town that was very strong that would deny the deity of Christ. And he told them that it was through the blood of Christ that God had made peace with the world and had made peace with us, verse 20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things unto himself. It was through the blood of Christ that peace was given to us. Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When the Bible talks about peace, it will talk about two things. One is being the peace with God, that is certainly salvation, and the peace of God that we have by faith, being justified by faith. So Paul addressed these two issues. He addressed the deity of Christ, in him should all the fullness dwell. And secondly, about having peace made through the blood of his cross and reconciling everything to himself, reconciling us to himself. But what I want you to see here is in verse 21, where he turns his thought to the people. And in verse 21, he says, and you. You know, it makes you wonder if somebody was reading this and sitting around thinking, I wonder who this is for. And it's almost like Paul pointing his finger, saying, and you, what about you? And he goes in and on and says that we're sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works has he reconciled. You were alienated at some time. At some time means here sometime in the past, to be alienated and being the enemy of God means that we were totally separated from God, had nothing to do with him, wanted nothing to do with him. Certainly we were shut out. Alienated literally means, the word means to be shut out, as though someone had closed the door and wouldn't let you back in. We were shut out at the garden when we were shut out of the presence of God by the disobedience of Adam. That separation came. Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all had sinned. It takes us all the way back to the Garden of Eden when Adam disobeyed God. We were alienated, shut out. In fact, the Bible talks about how he put an angel with a flaming sword that would not let us back into God's paradise, into God's heaven, because of our own sin. Not only were we alienated, but he said you were the enemy of God in our minds. He said, and by our actions. Let me read it, verse 21. And you were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Yet now hath he reconciled. Now remember, he said, and you, and maybe this fits you, that you felt alienated from God. I know some, and I've talked to some, who felt like they were so shut off from God and so alienated to God that they could never be saved. That's not true. They can be saved. And he said we became enemies because, in our minds, because of wicked works. Ecclesiastes 7:20 says, for there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good, and sinneth not. There's not a just man upon the earth. And again, Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Before we received Christ, we were the enemies of God. By the way, you notice in verse 21, I want to emphasize this. He says, and you that were sometimes before Christ, we were alienated from God. We were the enemies of God. We would not listen to God. We didn't care what God said. We would simply ignore anything that God said. He said, you were alienated and enemies of God. Yet now we're brought up to date. Now, he said, we are reconciled, brought back together. The word reconciled means to be restored or to be put back into fellowship with God. That reconciliation happened through the death of Christ on Calvary's cross. That made all the difference. By his death on the cross, God brought us back into fellowship with him. He sent his son to take the penalty for our sin. And in doing so, he made us holy. Made us holy. Look at verse 22. In the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. To be holy means that there is no more sin, that we are set apart from him. To be holy, just like he is. We don't think of ourselves as being holy, but you see, God made you holy, and now he wants you to live like it. 1 Peter 1:5, but he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation or in all the way that you live, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. He also made you unblameable. You realize God does not blame you for your sin. No more. You see, once we've been saved, then you are now unblameable. You know, it's the devil that does that. He's the accuser. He's the one that stands and says, look at you, just like Satan did with Job. Remember? God said, consider my servant Job. And Satan wouldn't have any of that. And Satan stands before God to accuse you of your sin. Remember when you were like this, and we remember when you did that. Listen, here's something you ought to remember. When Satan accuses you of your sin, and Satan reminds you of your sin, you look right at him and tell him he's a liar and that your sin has been washed by the blood of Christ, that you are king. Somebody said it this way. Next time the devil comes around to remind you of your past, just remind him of his future. He said you were unreprovable. That means you can no longer be accused of that sin because it is gone. You cannot be called into account because of your sin. You see, Jesus washed us. Now, you must trust Christ by faith. So I would ask you this, are you trusting Christ as your Savior? Is your faith placed in him? I hope it is. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.